Whatever the results of the recall next week, commentator and Californian Douglas Kamek says the election itself means that everybody wins.
Pundits in and outside California are decrying the recall as a circus or a manifestation of mob rule. It is neither. In fact, it has re-enlivened democracy. Thousands of new voters of both parties are adding their names to registration lists. Campaign rallies are vibrant and overflowing with interest. The recall has already had a side benefit, reestablishing the judiciary as a font of law, not politics. The Ninth Circuit Federal Court of Appeals, which cleared the way for the October 7th recall election, is often mocked. When over 70% of your cases are overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court in an 8-year period, folks notice. But in this case, the Ninth Circuit's decision was so holy law that, in its simplicity and directness, it stands as an elegant refutation of all the whining about partisanship that attended Bush versus Gore. The judges acted unanimously and swiftly. These men and women appointed by Democratic and Republican presidents agreed upon the essential fact. Different voting machines have different levels of effectiveness. But that hardly proved that 40,000 voters would be denied their right to vote, as the advocates of delay claimed. Yes, for a host of reasons, including voter error, the machines do not always read every punch card, but everyone agrees they get better than 98%. Not having any uniform standard for a recount was indeed irrational in Florida. Employing varying equipment to count ballots, as the vast majority of states do, however, is not. Many minority voters are concentrated in our state's urban areas that retain the older punch card equipment, but so are many majority voters. It cannot meaningfully be said that this is a disparate impact on account of race, as the Voting Act requires. Whipping up the notion that people are disenfranchised by race is a serious allegation. The judges correctly found it to be without foundation. In reaching their decision, the judges set out to be limited and deferential. These are the genuine qualities of judicial restraint that allow we the people to govern. And now we can. No federal judge is standing in the way of Californians' right to decide whether recalling the governor is prudent. Many independent-minded citizens are troubled by the state's undeniable economic deficit, and some say a matching leadership one. Over 1 million Californians petitioned under law to have the question addressed by democratic means. Californians are said to be trendsetters from fashion to health food. It remains to be seen whether recalls will become nationally fashionable and whether that trend is for our long-term good. But since Bush versus Gore, many have casually claimed that law and politics were one and the same. In California, law has prevailed over politics, and in so doing, it is allowing politics to have its appointed day.
The comments of Douglas Kamek, professor of constitutional law at Pepperdine University.